We were talking yesterday on the show about the issue of rental in the context of landlords and landlord-tenancy agreements in the context of the situation in Killarney, where 14 families, 14 homes face eviction coming up over the next couple of months in Loretto Chapel Estate after the owner of all those properties has signaled they're selling them as a group. And we talked about legislation, talked about where things are. And it brought us to the subject that there are a lot of changes on the way in this area. And one of the reasons why some of these things are happening, I said one of the reasons, not the only one, is that new rules come in for large landlords and small ones from the 1st of March of next year. Now, allied to that, we had the indication yesterday out of Cabinet that the government is to introduce new laws that will require landlords to disclose a lot more information, like the amount of rent charged to tenants as part of the reforms, the establishment of a new rent price register, similar to the property price register that tracks the sales of homes, and the register as well will be required, and landlords will have to comply with rent pressure zone legislation across the country, and they'll have to provide BER ratings for all of their properties as well. But that's only part of the story. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we have Maurice Deverill, who's a committee member of the Irish Property Owners Association. Maurice, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and thank you very much for having us on.
What's your understanding of what, I suppose, first of all, what was proposed and what went to Cabinet tomorrow about the rent price register and BER sort of information, and then the other maybe things that are already in law that are coming in on the 1st of March next year for larger and smaller landlords?
Right. Well, the first thing is the thing tomorrow, this is this idea of a public register for the rents charged in every single flat or unit in the country. We wonder why they're bringing this out. The RTB already have all this information. The RTB know the BER rating of the property. They know the rent that was paid over the last years and years and years. They know everything about the property. They know the RSI number of the tenant, the RSI number of the landlord, the phone number, the email address. They have all this information. And why they want now to start up a new register, which shows all this, basically all this information, again, baffles us. We cannot understand the purpose of it. If the purpose of the register is to show what the previous tenant paid, well, then the advertised price that you see today on Daft should be approximately 2% higher than what it was rented out to the previous tenant for, because we are all in a rent pressure zone and because we can only go at present go up by 2%. However, what's really baffling about this is that it'll only apply really to tenancies pre-March 2026, because in March 2026 all the new laws come in, the whole country at present is a rent pressure zone. We go into the large small landlord scenario, whereby a small landlord is the landlord that has three or less tenancies and a large landlord is a landlord that has four or more tenancies, and we go into that era, but that will not really, you will then be able to put your property on the market at market rent. So what the previous tenant paid is immaterial. So from that point of view, it does seem a little bit odd that they bring it in 6 months before the new rules are coming in. However, I'm not the government. At the government, I don't understand why they do these things, Gerry, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We wonder about a couple of angles on that, though. We wonder, have the tenants been asked to actually wanting to be included on a public online register showing what they're paying for a rent? Because the privacy of the tenant, they may not want this being public. We know generally landlords who take on a tenant, you take on a tenant and you make sure that they're not spending more than one third of their salary on the rent, because if it goes above one third, your chances of getting a bad debt are higher. So therefore, if I let out a unit for 10,000 a year to a tenant, I have a good idea that tenant is netting 30,000. The tenant mightn't want that information public.
They are saying it'll require engagement with the Data Protection Commission before it can be set live. So they still have to jump that hurdle, shall we say, on the privacy side of it.
They do. The privacy side strikes me as a massive part on it, because I just cannot see why people would want their housing costs or, you know, what they're paying their mortgage repayments. It'd be similar to people who weren't renting, their mortgage repayments being online. I just don't think people actually would want it. And I think it would leave them up for a lot of marketing and a lot of scams and a lot of other things. But maybe they would.
What else is changing, Maurice? In March, the key thing being a large landlord, which is four or more properties, a smaller landlord, less than four.
Actually, Jerry, just to correct you, and I can understand why you made this, why you said that, but it is for tenancies, it's not properties. So, for instance, you could have a house share. It's tenancies. So you can have one house with a house share with four tenants in it, four separate tenancies in it. You are then considered a large landlord. You can never, ever sell that property on the open market. You must only ever sell it to another landlord who's going to take on those tenants. So that is the difference. That's the difference between the tenancies and the properties.
Okay, so people understand, right? If you own four properties with a single tenant in each property, you are single tenancy in each property, let's say four families or four single tenants, if it's four apartments, then you are a large landlord. If you own an apartment, a four-bedroomed house or a four-bedroomed apartment, and you have four tenants all on the one lease, that counts as four tenancies. It's a house share.
No, if they're all on one lease. No, this is where it gets quite confusing, and I can understand how your listeners would find it that way. If you have a house that's on one lease, that is considered one tenancy.
Okay.
Where obviously the other house sharers bring in people and people move on and people move out. If you have a house where the landlord controls who moves in and who doesn't move in and gives a separate tenancy to each tenant, therefore that is four tenancies in the one property, and they then fall into the large landlord scale. So that is the primary difference between it. If you have three tenancies or less, you're considered a small landlord, which means that you can only get your property back if you are in severe hardship, which would seem to, now they haven't legislated on this fully, but it would seem to infer bankruptcy. You can get it back every 6 years to sell it, or if you want to move in an immediate family member, which they brought down the ranges, like nephews and nieces don't count as family anymore. It has to be really direct descendants. So that is the change for small landlords.
So let me clarify that again. So when it comes to the smaller landlord, and this is for new tenancies that come in after March 1st, is that right? Of 2026, not for existing ones, for new tenancies that come in. So if you're saying, then you'll have to make a decision. So you will not be able to, if you sign a lease with somebody after the 1st of March, you will not be able to get the house back unless you have a direct family member who's moving in or you're looking to sell it. Is that right? Or will you even be able to get it back if you're looking to sell it?
Yes, you can once every 6 years. It's a 6 year no fault eviction lease is what you're giving them.
So they
have it for 6 years.
That means they'll have it for 6 years. You will not be able to sell it in that 6 years without them being
correct.
In situ as tenants.
Without them being in situ as tenants, absolutely.
And that's
correct.
For small landlords.
That's for small landlords with three or less tenancies. That's actually for, you're absolutely correct on that. The only way that can be brought down is severe hardship.
If you're renovating the house or doing that old rule, if you're doing major renovations, you can't move them out anymore.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Obviously, from your point of view, you've got several issues with this, and the larger side of it is you're not able to sell them at all. It'll effectively, no fault evictions will be banned for large landlords, effectively, after the 1st of March as well. New tenancies again.
Yes, no fault evictions for 100% of larger landlords with four or more tenancies are banned 100%. They can only sell to another landlord who wants to buy the property.
Keep the tenants in there.
But clearly we have to keep the tenants in there. But clearly that would be very, very difficult to do because we can see clearly that landlords are not borrowing money. They borrowed about 150 million last year for landlords throughout the whole country. Like when you think of the average price of a house, that's quarter to 300 houses. It's a very, very small number. So there aren't a lot of landlords moving into the market.
Morris, this will have an impact. What impact do you think this will have on the market post-March, or even it's starting to have now, shall we say?
Sorry, Jerry, I missed that question. Something just happened. But the impact I think that it's going to have on the market.
The impact you think this will have on the market both now and after March.
Well, I think that, look, while you have rent controls in, rents will go up. That's the first thing I think is going to happen. It always happens. Even Scotland had it, and they have now pulled back on it and got rid of it. The Labour Party, which is more left than the Irish government, talked about it, and they decided against rent controls because the supply drops so much. We can even see it in Ireland. You know, in Ireland, there's about 189 private tenancies in the country. 189,000. In Scotland, there's 350. So the supply has dropped phenomenally while rent controls have been in, and we're bringing in a new form of rent controls, and it will continue to drop on supply. So they're the things that I can see happening. I can see people are getting out of the market and have got out of the market. It's shrunk phenomenally compared to 10 years ago. So from that point of view, as it shrinks, obviously, it becomes a lot more difficult for tenants to get places or to move. The problem is that the tenants can't move because if they're in a job in Tralee and they end up getting a job over in Killarney, trying to get a new place in Killarney is really difficult. So it doesn't help anybody. Like, we didn't have these problems back in 2012. We had rents falling because there was more supply than demand. And then in 2015/16, the rent controls were brought in. And that's then when the whole thing seemed to spiral downwards.
We'll talk more about this. Obviously, we're running short on time. But is this not, though, just a reset of the situation to ensure more security of tenancy in an era where people just cannot afford their own homes? So the government have to try and provide some sort of basis of tenancy security for families. That's why it's being bought in.
But they're going about it the wrong way. Because the way to do it is not to shrink the landlord market and get rid of the landlord market, and it's to expand it and to make more. Because if you had more landlords investing in the market, you would get more money going into it that the government and the taxpayer wouldn't have to cough up. You get more tenancies available for people throughout the country. You would get a lot more things going. When you start bringing in the government, their regulations reduce the whole pool and the whole size of the market. And that is why we have the problems that we have.
All right, Maurice, listen, interesting. Thanks very much for taking us through what is going to change. We'll talk more about it on the programme and beyond, but thanks for giving us your time.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
That's Maurice Deverill there, who is a committee member of the Irish Property Owners Association, talking about those changes, the proposed register of rents and other things. Give us your view on that. We want to hear your opinions.